Relationships, I guess, partnerships, networking. That's kind of been the big thing because, I'll just be honest, like with the single family side of it, we started out with that. And as far as I know, we've been doing that longer than anybody else that's in that space today, but that we have some competitors that like blew us out of the water because they did what I didn't do, which was they focused on those relationships early on and built partnerships. So when I came and you know, I was like, oh, we need to get some partnerships. So like, well, everybody was already partnered up with one of our competitors. And so when we branched into, you know, when we launched Apartment Investor Pro for multifamily, I learned from those mistakes. I was like, I'm not going to do that again. We're going to start from the beginning. We're going to build relationships with people. We're going to go to events. We're going to know everybody in this space. We're going to make contact with them, you know, whether they want to work with us or not, that's up to them, but we're going to at least make sure they know who we are. And that's something we've really focused on, you know, just constantly networking, trying to build relationships with new people, go to events and try to, you know, meet as many people as we can, listen to podcasts, go on podcasts, you know, so just really focusing on our brand, I guess I would say, and making connections with people. Cause that's kind of what makes all the difference is like, you know, it's all about knowing people and having them know you. And, so building those relationships for sure.
Have you ever asked yourself what can go wrong when investing in apartments? What challenges do investors face when dealing with such a large asset class? Well, on the No BS Apartment Investing Podcast, we place expert professionals on the hot seat, ask them the tough questions that may be running through your mind, all while removing the fluff that comes with apartment investing. We aim to put your mind at ease while showing you that investing in apartments is the way to financial freedom. And now for your host, Mark Caesar.
Welcome back, fellow listeners, to another episode of the No BS Apartment Investing Podcast. And I am your host, Mark Caesar. And today we have with us Mr. Todd Heitner. Todd is in the tech space. He will be sharing with us today why having an online presence and why using, you know, having a website and technology is very pivotal and crucial for today's investors to have. So he will be sharing a ton of tips in regards to what he's seen and as well as an amazing product that he has created. And I can brag about it because I'm actually a user. So without further ado, guys, let's jump right into it. Todd, glad to have you on the show, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Awesome. So let's jump right into it. Can you give us a bit of background on who you are and what it is that you do?
Sure. Yeah. So I've been helping real estate investors kind of tap into the power of the internet for the past 18 years. But really for the past 8 years, we've really focused on syndicators, you know, apartment investors. And so especially trying to help them boost their credibility, because that's always a struggle, you know, people have like getting started or even if they're established, like getting people to take you seriously, it's a real, you know, struggle for a lot of people. And so, you know, people expect you to have a website and, you know, it helps build trust with, you know, with investors, with brokers, you know, and it's something that not to be taken too lightly, because, you know, if in business of syndication, every person that comes to your website has the potential to wire, you know, $50,000 or more. So if you lose just one of those, you've lost that $50,000 now, and even more if you perform. So, you know, so we help people to create strategic websites to help, you know, position you in a way that people do take you seriously, you know, and want to explore investing with you.
Yeah. Awesome. Now, I do like the fact that you mentioned credibility aspect, especially in this business where it's, you know, as a syndicator, we're presenting, you know, high net worth individual opportunities. And we've heard all the scary stories, you know, people who have, you know, scammed and created different kind of schemes and stuff like that. So it's very important to have that credibility. Now, in your case, why do you feel that having a presence is so pivotal, especially in the real estate space?
Yeah, we expect businesses today to have a website. You know, it's just kind of a given that a business is going to have that. And you're saying you're a business, you're, you know, raising money, you're asking people for this big commitment. Like you should look the part, basically, you know. And like if you go and you meet a potential investor, I mean, if they're serious, when they get home, they're going to Google you and they're going to see what comes up. You know, are you, you know, do you have a website? Like, are they going to check out maybe social media and things? And, you know, sometimes people think, well, you know, I'll get a website after I get my first deal, but you know, that's going to make it a whole lot harder to get your first deal because you're missing out on that credibility that a website can provide, especially if you're getting started, you need extra help because maybe you don't have that track record of, you know, a lot of deals under your belt. But you know, sometimes just having a professional presence can actually put those questions to rest. You know, people say, okay, this is a real company. They're not just, you know, wasting my time. You know, both with investors and with brokers, you know, because, you know, I've talked to, you know, well, one syndicator I talked to said he was contacting brokers and he was asking them, you know, put me on my list, on your list for deals. And he wasn't getting anything at all. But I found out he didn't have a website and he was using a free Yahoo email account. And he said, you know, he finally set up a website. He put up, you know, got a branded email. And he said it was like a switch was flipped. It's like the deals just started coming in. Obviously that's not going to happen for everybody, but it does make a difference, you know, in how people perceive you and see, you know, are you a real company or are you just, you know, a wannabe or somebody just getting started? You can help them a lot to trust you by, you know, getting these things in place.
Yeah. Well said. Now, in your case, what have you seen that has worked for people compared to all the thousand other websites like Wix or WordPress and stuff like that? What have you seen that has worked based on your personal experience?
Yeah, I mean, you can make any of those things work. I mean, I know some successful syndicators that have built websites on maybe something like Wix, but you have to realize it's going to take a lot of your time to build something like that. And it's just really not a good use of your time because, you know, there's stuff in your business that only you can do, you know, like finding the deals, finding the investors, building your team. But there's, you know, a website's one of those things that like, yeah, you need it, but is it you that really has to do it? I think not only with the website, but really everything in your business, you should be thinking about that. Like, am I the only one that can do this or can I get somebody else to do this so that I can focus where I really need to? Cause you do have limited time and energy, you know, and you need to focus that in the right place. But you know, all those different routes like WordPress and Wix and different things like that, you can build a good site with it, but you just kind of have to know what you're getting into because if you're having to do the design, you have to write all the content, you know, that's going to take a lot of your time. One syndicator I talked to said it took him 10 months to build his website. You know, and wow. The thing is, you know, because you're either focusing on building the website and you're neglecting the more important things, you know, making those connections with people, or you're focused on that stuff and the website's on the back burner and not getting done. So like, you know, it's just, you're divided. And so if you can get that done another way, that's ideal, you know, so you don't have to like spend a lot of your time and energy on that. And that's kind of course, like what we do with our service. We try to make a turnkey solution so people don't have to spend a lot of time and energy thinking about it. So, you know, and another thing to, I guess, take into account with that too, is like not only the initial setup, but even the ongoing, like what happens when something goes wrong, if something breaks or something, you know, needs to be updated or whatever. Cause like with WordPress, you've got to keep updating stuff all the time. And if you don't, you know, people can get into your site, they can hack into it and use it for malicious things. And, you know, it's not something you want to have to deal with. So it's just something to factor in, you know, all that stuff, not only upfront, but even ongoing. You know, either have somebody on hand that's doing that stuff or, you know, use a service that where it's kind of done for you. So you don't have to worry about it.
Awesome. Awesome. Now in your case, before we jump into, your platform, in your case, what do you guys bring to the table as far as, helping a syndicator find, you know, get their credibility? How do you help them get exposed? You know, let's just take somebody who's brand new. Let's say they're brand new. They just finished a course in real estate and, you know, they're ready to hit the ground running. How do you help that person, you know, stand out amongst, you know, the 20, 30 year veteran that's been out there that's killing it?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, and you know, so our focus is on the online credibility, like the online presence. So like having we help them get a website that has, you know, I feel like it's top notch content that's written, you know, already pre-written, that, you know, I think is on par with some of those ones that are the veterans that are out there. You know, as far as content, it's educational. It helps a potential you know, passive investor, learn, you know, what is a syndication? What, you know, how does multifamily, or why is multifamily a good investment? And educates them on that stuff, which, you know, helps them trust you because you're teaching them something that they didn't know before and helping them get more comfortable. So, I think that can really give them a huge edge. You know, someone that was starting out, to get that up and running. Cause otherwise you're going to spend a lot of time putting it all together, trying to get the right wording. And then, you know, a lot of websites I look at, they're really incomplete. They just have, maybe it's kind of like an online business card, but it doesn't really do anything for you. Like if you go there and you don't know what syndication is or whatever, it doesn't really educate you on that. So I think that's an important step, because if they come there and they don't get their questions answered, they're going to go on Google and search like, what is syndication? What is this? And they're going to end up on somebody else's website and they might end up investing with them if they're providing them the information that they're looking for. So, and that's another thing, we know we do have, even some of our plans have some pre-written blog posts that are educational too, that, you know, again, can give people a head start, you know, on getting that stuff set up.
Yeah. Awesome. So how did Apartment Investing Pro come to fruition? Like what did you see out there that was lacking that you said, hey, you know, the light bulb kicked in and said, hey, you know what? Let's create something that, you know, is pretty much a la carte for the serious investor.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, because we started out actually doing websites for single family investors. That was kind of how we got started with that. And then I was, you know, looking at other, you know, industries with that. And I got, you know, started working with somebody who taught people how to invest in apartments. And I started, he wanted websites for his students because he knew how important that is for their credibility, you know, getting set up. And so I built something with him, and then I realized, you know, this is a bigger space than just, you know, his small audience, and everybody is dealing with those same struggles. You know, it's like, how do you get people to take you seriously? And, you know, getting that set up, it's like, it's an important step, but also takes a lot of time and energy that people don't really want it. You know, maybe don't have any experience with building a website and, you know, putting all that stuff together, and don't really want to, because they're really, you know, once it's up, like, you don't really need to know how to do that, like to run your syndication business. It's like, I think of it kind of like changing the oil in your car, you know, like any of us could do that, but do we really want to spend the time learning how to do it and like get, you know, messy, like when you can just pay somebody to do it and have it done for you and not have to spend your time on that on a regular basis. So, but anyway, we saw a need there, you know, that, you know, a lot of people were struggling with that, trying to get that set up, you know, getting that credibility. And we saw some good results early on too, you know, where people, and just for example, like one person was in a meeting with a broker and they were questioning their experience and they didn't really have any. So like, well, let me just direct you to our website to answer that. And they looked at their website and they were impressed and they just kind of dropped it and didn't ask any more about their experience. So, and that actually helped them get that deal. And so stories like that kind of helped me see like, okay, there's a real need here. You know, people really need that, that piece, you know, to be taken seriously. And, so we, you know, tried to fill that need, but at the same time, make it, you know, easy and also affordable for everyone. So,
yeah, of course. And as I mentioned earlier in the episode, when we started, that I am actually a user of Apartment Investors Pro, and I've been using for, I would say, for a couple of months now, probably half the year, and it definitely makes a difference because I haven't had a website in so long, and when I jumped into the syndication space, and you guys were the first, platform that came up that I got introduced to, did my research, and everything seems up par. And when brokers actually look at my website, like, wow, this is actually very professional. You know, it makes me look like I've been doing it for, you know, a decade or so. And I've only been in this space for roughly 3 years. So yeah, congrats to you guys on the platform. Now, do you guys have a like follow-up process with your platform that can benefit, you know, investors or syndicators and stuff like that?
Yeah. You know, of course the content is a big part of it, you know, like having, educational content, like I was talking about earlier, you know, that teaches people, but also I really do suggest people have a way to capture people when they come to your website. A couple of our planes have something like that built in where, you know, something free you can get people. It gives name, you know, they give you their name and email, and then they get this, you know, something free, which is a smaller commitment than saying, oh yes, I want to invest, you know, $100,000 with you. Like maybe they don't know you yet. They don't know if they want to invest that kind of money. So, you know, you have to realize that when people visit your website, most people are going to leave without contacting you. They're not going to, you know, fill out a form or whatever. And so But if you can ask for a really small commitment, just their name and email, and they want more information when they're there. I mean, that's why they're there. They're trying to learn. And so if you can provide something valuable to them in exchange for their name and email, then you have a way to follow up with them and kind of build that relationship. Ideally on a kind of an autopilot. Like, I really recommend that people set up some kind of a system like a CRM, like, you know, like ActiveCampaign or MailChimp or something like an email marketing system where you can automate some of that process. You know, you don't have to manually follow up with each person because you're just really not going to get it done consistently. Yeah, that's, you know, what we recommend to people is get that stuff set up first, you know, before you start sending a lot of people there, because if you don't have a way to capture them, you're going to kind of waste a lot of that effort. So, you know, setting up a system basically, it's a lot of times people are familiar with it, maybe the term marketing funnel. You know, and that's kind of what you want to do is drive people into that funnel. You have to build the funnel first before you start putting people in it. Cause otherwise you're going to waste a lot of effort, a lot of money and time. So, yeah.
Correct. So with that said, is Apartment Investor Pro, is the platform easily integratable and user friendly for, let's say, the normal high schooler to be able to use?
Oh yeah, we try to make it really easy to use, and it's you know, for example, like when it comes to customizing your site, like obviously you want to have your company name throughout the website. We made it really easy to do that. There's just one spot where you go and put in your name or your company name, your address, your phone number, and save that. And it goes throughout your website automatically. So you don't have to go in and edit individual pages and things like that. And we do an onboarding call with our new customers too. So if they have specific questions or things they want to do, you know, we find out that information, and, you know, if it's something we can help them with, we'll, you know, either do it for them or like help them, you know, show them how to do it to get them up and running, you know, quickly. Cause we know people don't want to have to learn how to build a website or how to do all this stuff. That's not really their, you know, nobody really wants to learn that. So just, we try to make it as easy as possible, just like get up and running and not have to think about it more than necessary.
Understood. So from this is more of a personal question from the outside looking in. What do you see is really lacking out there as far as when it comes to people investing in people building their credibility? Like what are they lacking outside of a website? Because I that question stems from a lot. There are people who have the credibility, they have the presence, but no one wants to do business with them. You know, so from your perspective in the tech space, what do you see as lacking?
Yeah, you know, a lot of that is, I would say, how, you know, the perception you're giving people. And so you want to be, because you want to be in a position where you're attracting people to you rather than chasing them. And a big part of that is how, you know, you want people to view you as an authority or an expert in your industry. And so doing things to kind of position yourself that way, which really a lot of it comes down to creating content. I mean, the ones that, you know, even if we just think about the word authority, you know, the root of it is author, you know, and that's really kind of how we gain authority a lot of times is by creating some kind of content, authoring something. It could be like what you're doing with a podcast is a great way to do that. I know a lot of people have done things like that. It gives a way because it gives people a chance to get familiar with you and get to know you and get comfortable with you. And at the same time, maybe associate with you with other people in the industry and see like, okay, you're working with these people that are well-known and that their experience kind of, and their credibility and authority kind of rubs off on you somewhat. The same thing though with like, you know, creating blog posts that are educational, social media, you know, any like we're saying, like a free report kind of thing, something people can sign up for. All of that's educational that, you know, if people go to your website and they can learn more and they learn, you teach them something they didn't know before, then you're in their eyes, an expert in that because you taught them something, you know, more than they do. And so I think that's a big part of it, you know, getting your, exposure. Cause then I know people I've talked to this, you know, maybe have a podcast and they say, well, you know, some people, maybe they've listened to their podcast for a while and then they contact them about investing. And those people that have heard the podcast for a while, it's like a done deal. Like they already know who you are. They know they want to invest you. They know they're comfortable with you. And so cause they're basically building a relationship with you every time they listen. And so, but if you don't have that stuff out there, then like, what are people supposed to do? They're going to be skeptical. They're going to, you know, it's going to take a lot more time and more effort to try to build a relationship with them if you don't have stuff out there, you know, that's building a relationship kind of on autopilot, essentially. Some of those things do. So that'd be probably my biggest suggestion is like, build a brand and, you know, creating content that people can learn from.
And what is the biggest way that you would recommend for someone to get like foot traffic to the website? And I'm asking this from a personal standpoint because I do have my website out there, but I tell people quite often about my website, but I still lack the foot traffic that I want. Yeah. So what would you recommend for someone like that, for someone like myself to be able to have people coming through that website and actually see what I'm offering?
Yeah, that's a good point. Cause you can only personally contact so many people. Like obviously, you know, your personal network, you're going to send there and stuff, and that helps. But at some point sooner or later, you're going to want to expand that network. You're going to need to reach more people. And so, you know, just a few things, you know, like, well, social media, of course, is one that you can do, you know, like having a good social media presence where you're, and with that, you want to primarily provide valuable content. And then just a small part of it should be promotional, you know? So just as a general rule, maybe like, you know, 80% of it be educational or entertaining or something, you know, stuff that people want to share, but then like a small part of it, maybe, you know, 15, 20% talking about, you know, something promotional. So maybe like investing, you know, something about investing with you or something like that. So that's one idea. There's also like paid advertising is another thing. Some people think, well, I need to get into search engines, like do SEO and, you know, search engine optimization. But that's kind of, to be honest, it's not really something for most people to focus on, especially when people are starting out. Is maybe don't ignore it completely, but it's a long game. It's something that's going to take a lot of time to get any results. There's no guarantees. And Google's changed a lot of things. It's not like it used to be. Like now when you search for something, usually like the first page of it, of what you see is just ads. You have to scroll down to see anybody that's there from SEO. So, but that's a good thing in a way, because that means those ads, those are places you can be, you can tap into what people are searching for. So let's say for instance, people are searching for alternatives to investing in the stock market. Well, you can bid on that keyword and have your website there. So they can click through and come to your website. And that's a good one. And I do suggest if you're going to do something like that, maybe have like a landing page that's not like your full, you know, website, because you don't want to get them distracted clicking around on a bunch of stuff. But just have them come to a page where they can put in their name and email to get something free. And then you have a way to follow up with them. But that's a great way, you know, something to think about. Like, so Google Ads, that's one. You can tap into what people are searching for. Google also has what's called a display network. So you can actually display your ads on some high profile websites. For example, like the Forbes.com, you can put your ad on Forbes.com at a lot less than you might think. You just basically pay for each time somebody clicks the ad, you pay. And so you kind of bid on that and you can put in whatever budget you want. And you know, if your budget's too low, it just may not show up on the site, but if it's, you know, and so there's things like that you can do to kind of tap into some of these other places where people are either what they're looking for, already searching for actively, or websites that your audience might be on. You know, there's, you know, even like New York Times money section, you know, for example, I don't know if they use Google Ads, but they have some kind of paid ads on their site too. So that's just something to think about, you know, ways you can kind of tap into some of those online sources, you know, to get more people there.
Good stuff. Now, as far as when it comes to like website protection, I know a lot of these websites you're able to add. I'm not sure if your platform does it, but you can add like portals where investors can, you know, put in their personal information and stuff like that. Is that something that your platform offers? And what is the protection behind potential hacks or security breaches and stuff like that?
Yeah. So, For really a full blown system like that, I really recommend using a service that's dedicated to that. Basically what we provide is just like a simple password protected page. So let's say you have a deal, you're not really ready for one of those platforms, but you just have something you don't want. You're doing a 506B, you don't want it on the front end of your website. You can have a password protected page that only people you share that with can see. But when people are ready, I do suggest they use you know, one of the, you know, and that's not really for taking the money and all that. It's not, it doesn't need the same kind of security, but for like an investor, you know, full-blown investor portal, though, there's a lot of different services out there. And we have customers using pretty much all of them. Like, you know, our site integrates with, you know, all of them that I know of. And that's kind of, you know, what I suggest when you're ready for that, like get one of those systems, because it is going to make your life a lot easier. You can manage the distributions. You can let people make the, you know, investments through that, or get the information they need, see the deal, see other deals that are coming up, stuff like that. So, that's hopefully they answer your question, but, I recommend those for the more in-depth needs, but we do just provide a basic, password protected page, just keeping something private, basically.
Gotcha. And how secure is that, though? Because, you know, a lot of these other sites, there's, I know, GoDaddy and all these other, you know, platforms, anything's hackable and, you know, anything can be breached. But how do you guys have countermeasures to prevent these things? Or should it happen, what are the measures that you guys have in place to protect whatever securities need to be protected?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I mean, we do have, you know, our site is where there's a lot of behind the scenes things to kind of filter out some of that malicious traffic and things like that. But also some of the attempts, so, you know, like if people are trying to like hack into logins and things like that, we have stuff in place that kind of blocks a lot of those bots and things out that are, you know, what people typically use for blocking into that. So so we've got, you know, there's always people out there trying. I mean, we see that. We see those attempts. You know, people are trying to like hack into stuff, but they, you know, have so far I haven't been able to get in. We have good security measures in place for that. Although on our platform, I will just say too, like we only ask for kind of basic information, so we don't have the kind of data that you might have on like an investor portal. You know, like it's pretty much just like their contact information, name and email. So not quite as not quite as sensitive of information, but for those investor portals, I definitely recommend going, you know, making sure they do have really high level security, because that is, you know, then you're dealing with, you know, social security numbers and bank account information, all that kind of stuff. That you definitely want that to be like top notch security for those systems.
Good stuff. Awesome. Now, what have you found that has been this, like the secret to your success with your platform, ranging from, you know, creating websites from the single family side and now on the multifamily side?
Yeah. Relationships, I guess, partnerships, networking, that's kind of been the big thing, because I'll just be honest, like with the single family side of it, we started out with that. And as far as I know, we've been doing that longer than anybody else that's in that space today, but we have some competitors that like blew us out of the water, because they did what I didn't do, which was they focused on those relationships early on and build partnerships. So when I came and I was like, oh, we need to get some partnerships. So like, well, everybody was already partnered up with one of our competitors. And so when we branched into, you know, when we launched Apartment Investor Pro for multifamily, I learned from those mistakes. I was like, I'm not going to do that again. We're going to start from the beginning. We're going to build relationships with people. We're going to go to events. We're going to know everybody in this space. We're going to make contact with them, you know, whether they want to work with us or not, that's up to them, but we're going to at least make sure they know who we are. And that's something we've really focused on, you know, just constantly networking, trying to build relationships with new people, go to events and try to, you know, meet as many people as we can, listen to podcasts, go on podcasts. You know, so just really focusing on our brand, I guess I would say, and making connections with people. Cause that's kind of what makes all the difference, is like, you know, it's all about knowing people and having them know you. And, so building those relationships for sure. Which I think awesome. Is probably true for any, I mean, the same thing with our, you know, everybody listening, like that's kind of the key, is like who you know, like building those relationships, build with brokers, with passive investors, with other people you might want to partner with, other syndicators and things. Like it's all, I mean, in this business, it's all about who you know and having a strong relationship. And we all, you know, are going to work with people that we know and trust and, you know, so it's vital. I think, you know, for really any business to succeed, you've got to work on those relationships.
100% agree. And I, you know, this is something that I sort of preach a lot, which is putting yourself out there and network. I think, and I believe that networking is very pivotal in any business. And we can see, you know, you're in the tech space and you need, in order for your business to expand, you need to know different people that can help grow your business. And without that, you were cornered in the single, as you mentioned, the single family space. Your competitors took advantage, but you saw the opportunity to jump into the multifamily space, and now you're making your rounds. And now people know Apartment Investor Pro, and as I said, I know a lot of colleagues that actually love your platform, and that's why it sold me on jumping ship as well and joining the ship. Now, with that said, what is the biggest failure that you have learned from to date?
Well, that's probably actually it was like learning to. There's some other things too, but that was kind of the big thing, is just like not seeing the value of building those relationships early, not taking that effort, you know, that it takes to, like, I mean, it does take work, you know, to build relationships with people, meet people, and make connections. And it's hard if you're trying to do it all online. But it, you know, if you can go in person, that definitely makes a big difference. I've found that to be, you know, a face to face conversation is so much more powerful than just like an email that you send to somebody.
Agreed.
So that's definitely a big thing. Also, I mean, I guess another thing that I wish I had done a little sooner is delegating more stuff to other people, you know, setting up systems for things so that, cause I think as entrepreneurs, we tend to want to do things ourselves, especially if we think maybe we can do it the best. And, so that, you know, cause nobody else is going to do it quite as good as you, maybe, or maybe they're not going to care about it as much as you do. But at the same time, like, you can only do so much. So, like, you know, I think an important thing is to think about, like, what in your business is absolutely, like, you're the only one that can do this. Like, those are your responsibilities. And anything else, like, see, how can I get somebody else to do this for me? Maybe not today, but, like, be working toward that. I know I struggle with that, trying to delegate, but now it's I'm getting better and better at it. It's you know, and it's like, when you know how to do something, you think you need to do it, but now, like, let's say, like, our website needs to be updated, I'm not the one to do it, even though I have all that experience with it. Like, I get somebody on our team to do it, and, you know, because there's, you know, they can do it, and there's stuff that they can't do, you know, like, you know, for example, like making some of the connections and things like that are really my responsibility. So, that's another thing I guess I would say too, is not delegating sooner, but at the same time, you know, it's better to do it, you know, late than never.
No, I completely agree. And I'm a testament to that as well. I do have a hard time delegating. So I understand your plight. I have the same mindset where I feel like, all right, I know how to do it. And I can do it better than anybody else can. But it takes a lot of the time where you can, you know, delegate it to someone else and leverage that time that you now have to do something else to help increase your business. So I'm still learning, like you are, but I'm taking the proper steps. So
nice.
We're both going in the right direction.
Yeah, sometimes it's easy to think, well, it'd be easier for me to just, it'd be quicker for me to do it than explain to somebody else how to do it. But, you know, seeing each of those is like, if you have the same person you're working with, which is, you know, the ideal thing, those are training opportunities, and that's an investment in that person, you know, and you're investing in your own future too, because each thing you teach them, that's one thing more that they can do, which is, you know, more time that you're going to have, not just, so yeah, maybe today it takes a little more time, but like looking long term, like how much time is it going to save you, you know, in the years to come? So really seeing it as, you know, that's an investment really.
Indeed. Now, what would be like your top three tips that you would offer to someone who's brand new, coming into the single family or multifamily space, or the seasoned pro who's been at this for 30, 40 plus years? What would be like your top three tips for them when it comes to everything that we just engulfed?
Yeah. So, you know, of course we kind of touched on credibility, but I'd say even if you're starting out and you're trying to build, you know, get the money from friends and family, like, still think about the credibility. Like, yeah, they know you, but like, are they going to view what you're doing as really a business? Are they going to be feel comfortable investing with you when this is something new? And they, you know, and so, like, I would say still going through the steps of treating this like a business. And so, even, you know, like having a website that you can send them to, you know, even if it's just friends and family, to say, like, here's our website, and that can make a difference, you know, and how comfortable they feel about investing with you from the beginning. Another thing I would suggest, you know, second thing is automating as much as possible, because again, you only have so much time, like, and something's going to fall through the cracks if you don't have good systems in place. So creating systems, and then whatever can be automated or delegated. If not, whether it comes, you know, whether it's like your email follow-ups or even, you know, any other processes, trying to create processes in your business so things get done consistently. And then I would say, you know, a third thing is the follow-up is so important. Whether it's, you know, an automated follow-up, or at some point you're going to need to do manual follow-ups with people, you're going to need to maybe return a phone call or email. And it's so critical. I mean, my wife and I have looked at quite a few deals, and there's been some that we were really interested in. We maybe did a call with somebody, and we probably would have invested with them if they had followed up with us, but they just didn't. You know, they kind of dropped the ball and said, "Oh yeah, I'll get in touch with you in a couple of weeks," and they don't. You know, you meet somebody in an event and they say, "Yeah, I'll send you an email next week and we'll get things moving." They don't do it. It's so critical, you know, because you know, following through on what you say you're going to do. Cause for me, that's kind of a red flag. Like, okay, if they're not going to do what they say at this point, like maybe they're not going to do what they say, you know, not going to follow through on other things, or maybe they're not going to be reliable down the road. So, you know, if you can't follow through on things before you have the money, then you're maybe not going to do it once you have the money either. So, anyway, I'd say that, yeah, all those, you know, the follow-up is also really critical.
Yeah, definitely. I know in the single family space, they always say the money is in the follow-up. And, yeah, you know, the follow-up tends to, it's not always the second or the third call, but it might take the 10th call, you know. Yeah. And it's the same thing in the multifamily space as well. Someone might not be ready to invest with you on the first, you know, two touches, but 10, 11 times, then they're seeing that, okay, this person's consistent. This person is keeping us informed of what's going on. You know, where you're building that rapport. So yeah, it is very crucial to always follow up and to make sure that you're staying, you're keeping your potential investors apprised of what's going on. So great tips there, Todd. What is up next for you and your team and your company?
Yeah, well, you know, we're always looking for ways to provide more value to our audience. So, like, you know, whatever we can do to make things easier, we're always trying to, you know, always revamping the designs and creating new designs to add in and things like that. But also, you know, trying to get a feel for like what people want and, you know, adding in things down. So one thing we're doing is kind of adding in some behind the scenes features for some of our customers, things like that, that just maybe they're not expecting, but we want to give them a little bit more, make it a little bit easier for them. Just, you know, just for example, one thing we just recently added was the ability to create a QR code, you know, that sends people to a certain page on your site, because that's, you know, more and more common. So that's something you can put on your business card or whatever and get people there. And so just little things like that, they're going to make, we're trying to, you know, fill that out with some more features that are going to hopefully make life easier and, you know, help our customers to be more successful.
Awesome. And with that said, if people wanted to learn more about you or reach out to you and learn more about Apartment Investing Pro, how would they go about doing so?
The best way is really through our website, apartmentinvestorpro.com. And they can go there. There's lots of information. There's a free demo. If you want to schedule a call with us, there's a link at the bottom to, you know, schedule a call. So yeah, that'd probably be the best way. We'd be glad to. And there's even a chat on there too, if you want to chat with us. So yeah.
Awesome. And of course, to the listeners, I do not promote anything that I don't personally test and try myself and on the show. So I want to make sure that when I'm referring something to one of the listeners, I like to test it out. And again, I am an avid user of Todd's platform. It is very user-friendly. It is very, it's easy. My 13-year-old know how to use it. I highly recommend it for presence building and stuff like that. So definitely check it out. And the links will for sure be in the show notes as well. Todd, what is the biggest takeaway that you would want our listeners to get from our conversation today?
I would say, you know, focus on your credibility, really build that up, and make it easier for people to trust you, because we're all struggling to figure out, can I trust this person or not? And it's a challenge. So anything you can do to make it easier for people to trust you is going to go a long ways. It's really one of the highest leverage things you can do. So things like, you know, having the website, having some content that they can learn more about you, and And then as much as possible, having some automated things in place that educate them as well. Maybe having an email series that educates them more about your company and why investing in multifamily is a good investment, things like that, is going to go a long ways toward, you know, helping people to trust you.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. I totally agree. Credibility is, again, I think that was the pivotal point that we were pushing today in this episode, which is making sure that people know who you are. Because again, the biggest quote that I've heard is people do business with who they know, like, and trust. And in today's world where everything is pretty much very technological, the number one way people will know and like come to like you is by doing a simple Google search or going to a website. And that's sort of like your gatekeeper. And if you don't have that, then you're definitely missing out. So to the listeners, again, make sure you reach out to Todd, visit the website apartmentinvestorpro.com, schedule a call if you need to, and learn more about what Todd and his team are doing. They are doing an amazing thing in this space. With that said, Todd, I want to thank you for your time, sir. This was definitely very informational. I definitely learned a lot, especially when it came to the website footprints. So these are some things that I definitely have to think about and actually implement into my day-to-day. So I want to thank you for being a gracious guest on the show.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Thanks. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Of course. And to the listeners, again, reach out to Todd. Make sure get your questions answered. And if you can, sign up for Apartment Investor Pro. This is an amazing platform. And with that said, we're until next time, guys, happy investing to you all. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you for tuning in. And I hope you've gotten massive value from this episode. But before you leave, subscribe, download, and leave us your 5-star review, as we want to continue pumping you with massive value and content on the No BS Apartment Investing Podcast. Until next time.